What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
ESPN, I don't know if you saw this. Jeremy Fowler, I think, did this. We know Jeremy very well. We're big fans of his. Adam Schefter 2.0 in the making. He's on the rise there, Jeremy is, for sure. He, and I think they overall, ranked. They did a piece where they just ranked the top 10 edge rushers in the league. Where do you think T.J. Watt fell on the old list?
Third.
No, higher. He was number two.
Ooh.
Behind?
Mean Miles?
Yes. Top five looked like this. Garrett one, Watt two, Parsons three.
And then Max Crosby.
Nick Bosa four, and Crosby five. Bosa was the one who had dropped. He was ranked number one when they did this last year. A lot of nice words said, quite honestly, about T.J. Watt in this. I read it. It's not. They certainly did not short shrift him. They did not dog him. This was, Jeremy Fowler had the story, execs, coaches, scouts. So this is the people inside the game. These are people who get paid to make personnel decisions. What they wrote about Garrett, he's in tier one by himself, got 70% of first place votes. Quote, if you don't double him, he's going to bleep and kill you. Quote, I don't think he's changed at all. He just got more help in 2023, which accentuated his play. He's always been the same dominant guy. On T.J. Watt, they said, quote, one voter called him, quote, the Aaron Donald of pass rushers. He should top everybody's lists. Quote, can't be labeled a high motor guy. He's just exceptionally hard to block, probably the hardest in the league. He has technique, power, counters, violence, bend, everything you want. So it's not like T.J. Watt is getting crapped on here by anybody. He jumped up two spots from last year's ranking. Nobody ranked him lower than fifth. Nobody ranked Garrett lower than third. So Watt's up there in pretty rarefied air. He and Garrett are pretty clearly 1-2 here.
I feel like
pretty solidly.
Yeah, and I feel like the top four is pretty hard to argue, and normally number five is Crosby.
I think there's a drop-off after five. I think there's a top four. There's a guy who kind of exists in his own separate plane here,
yeah.
And then there's a drop. Because Aiden Hutchinson, six. I really like Aiden Hutchinson. He's not in that class.
Danielle Hunter,
there. Seven. Here, let's see if you can get the last three. So give me 8, 9, 10. See if you can go in order. 8, 9, 10.
Did they have Hendrickson up there?
Hendrickson is 9. So you've got 8 and 10 left. I could give you a hint about one of the players that's on this grouping, but it would give it away instantly. Ooh, listen to the gears turning here.
Yeah, so we already have the top five established.
Mm-hmm.
You said Hutchinson was six.
Hutchinson's six. Danielle Hunter's seven. Hendrickson's ninth. So you need 8 and 10.
8 and 10.
Mm-hmm. Got it in front of me right now.
They probably wouldn't have like Matt Judon that high.
No, they do not. He is not even in the group of guys as honorable mentions. He's in also receiving votes, which also was a place where Alex Highsmith found himself. Also receiving votes. Like when Pitt would be near the top 25 in football, they'd be an also receiving votes team.
Hassan Reddick?
No, he's in an honorable mention category. I'll give you number. No, honorable mention. Josh Hines Allen. He changed his name. Did you see that? Josh Allen, the pass rusher, is now Josh Hines Allen. And then number 10 is Brian Burns.
Okay. That would have been my next guess, but I'd already failed on three of them.
So my thought on this is just really quick. I was looking at it. I think we probably know this, but 8 out of the 10 highest paid guys on the Steelers in terms of cap hit are defensive players. The two guards that they have that are experienced are the only two offensive players in there. Question, T.J. Watt ranks second among all edge rushers by executives. Football people basically said this guy and Myles Garrett are 1-2, except he's number 2 this year and Garrett's number 1. How good does the Steelers' defense have to be this coming season? 412-928-9370. 8 out of the 10 highest paid, biggest cap hits on this team are on the defensive side of the football. They aren't paying their quarterbacks anything. They have a very young, by and large, skill cast that's still not getting paid yet. How good does this defense need to be? Because I have some thoughts on that I want to share coming up next. 412-928-9370. That's the fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Also, did TJ Watt being ranked second by this group of executives among Azure?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.